Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Cut ties to Marcos! Cut ties to Marcos! Cut ties to Marcos!
President Biden visited East Portland on Saturday, where he was met by over 20 Filipino activists and allies protesting his continued partnership with the Marcos Jr. regime in the Philippines. Filipinos have called Marcos Jr.'s first 100 days in office a failure, documenting at least 81 human rights violations, including the killings of two journalists. I spoke with two local activists to learn more.
My name is Juliet. I am a member of iChart Portland, which is the local chapter of the global solidarity coalition called the International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines, or iChart. My organization, Kalikasan Solidarity Organization, is a member of iChart PDX.
Hi, I'm Lonnie. I'm with Bayan Portland, a group of progressive Filipino organizations in the Portland area.
Thank you both for taking the time to speak with me today. So while Biden was visiting Portland over the weekend, you were among the Filipino activists who protested his appearance at the East Portland Community Center and his administration's ties to the Marcos regime in the Philippines. For those new to the issue, who is Ferdinand Marcos Jr.?
So he is the current president of the Philippines. He was recently elected earlier this May on a fraudulent election. There were so many voter disenfranchisements. People didn't even get to vote. There was so many cases of vote buying. And currently, within his first 100 days of office, there's been at least 81 documented human rights violations, including two journalists killed. And his proposed budget for the next year is actually the biggest budget that a president has actually proposed. A lot of it going to his neoliberal policies and privatization of healthcare and education.
And so what is the significance of the United States' connection to the Marcos regime?
I'll speak about that. So in general, Biden's support of the Marcos regime shows his complicity in escalating fascism in the Philippines, which goes back to Marcos Sr., Bongbong Marcos Jr.'s dad, who was a dictator in the Philippines who ruled martial law over the Philippines for 14 years in the 70s and 80s. And the U.S. has colluded in that very intense repression of the Filipino people since that initial Marcos. In martial law in the Philippines, Marcos Sr., there was very intense human rights violations, 70,000 people imprisoned, over 3,000 murders, over 35,000 cases of torture, people fighting for their rights, labor activists, farmers, students, imprisoned because of their activism and their struggle for their country. So this was a very, very dark time in the Philippines that Biden now is participating in really intense revisionism of that history, gaslighting, lying, pretending that that didn't happen, and not holding any accountability to the Marcos family, who has stayed in power partly through being shielded by the United States. In this current election, like Lonnie was saying, iChirp sent organizers from the U.S. to the Philippines to be witnesses on the ground because Filipinos knew that the human rights violations were going to ramp up during the election. So we actually sent people from Portland to the Philippines on an international solidarity mission to be able to witness and see what was going on. And they were able to see, like Lonnie was saying, this election was completely stolen. It was heavily militarized, tons of vote buying. The progressive candidate who had a ton of support from the people was intimidated. People that were her supporters were really repressed. And so then to see the very next day after the election was stolen, Biden coming out before the results were even conclusive to congratulate Marcos Jr. was absolutely despicable and shows that the U.S. is willing to shield this kind of repression of the people and their struggle because of their own economic and military interests in the Philippines. Biden actually granted diplomatic immunity to Marcos Jr. There's a contempt order against Marcos, and he recently, just in September, came to the U.S. to meet with Biden, and he should have been arrested as soon as he got to the U.S. because this order is standing against him, but he was given diplomatic immunity. It's just the ongoing situation of the U.S. giving over $1 billion of U.S. Money in security and military aid to the Philippines since 2016.
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
No more money for Marcos crimes!
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
No more money for Marcos crimes!
So to give more context on who Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is, he is the son of a dictator. His father, Ferdinand E. Marcos Sr., ran a 14-year-long martial law in the Philippines with thousands of accounts of tortures, disappearances, and arrests. He's even had the support of the Reagan administration, and he has plundered the Philippine peso further. And this is what so many people have called the golden era in the Philippines. This is certainly not the golden era in the Philippines. And we are seeing his son, Marcos Jr., he is just like his father. Within six times in September alone, the Philippine peso has plundered. It is now 59 pesos to $1. While Marcos was in New York, he went to an Eric Clapton show. He went to a Broadway show, you know, spending at least $1,400 a night in New York. He's also went to Singapore on this luxury trip to see the Formula One racing, all while the Filipino people are suffering. There's been at least two typhoons within the last couple of months. There's no development in the Philippines. There's a lack of industry development in the Philippines, all while any aid given to farmers is in the form of loans, like especially in the height of climate change. Like, this is not okay. So when activists here in the U.S. protest, we're protesting all against this. We're protesting against Biden's support for this horrendous regime. We are actually demanding that President Biden drop the charges against the New York City Three. There were a group of activists who were protesting Marcos Jr.'s presence at the Asia Society, to where security detained three of our own activists from Bayan USA. They were all transgender, and they were slammed to the ground, slammed against storefront windows. They were detained for at least 20 hours. No food, no water, no contact with the outside world. This happened under Biden's watch. Even here locally, our organizations are tagged as terrorists. Bayan Portland is supposedly terrorist, according to the Philippine government. ITRIP US is supposedly a terrorist for advocating for people's rights. And this is dangerous, especially under the anti-terror law, where any one of us, Filipino or not Filipino, can be extradited to the Philippines on the charge of terrorism.
What was the experience like protesting on Saturday when Biden came through town?
I think it was exciting for many of us. This is our opportunity to come face to face with the commander in chief to show that this is not okay. You know, Biden came through on his motorcade, smiling and waving at all his constituents, but his face completely dropped when he saw our Reject U.S. Marcos Regime sign. Mostly it was the neighborhood and nearby community that came out, a couple hundred people, and it was great for us to educate our fellow Oregonians and fellow taxpayers to understand that our taxpayer money should not be going to human rights violations in the Philippines.
I didn't actually get to be there, sadly, but I did hear about it from Kasamas and comrades, and it sounded pretty, yeah, just really, it's a rare chance for Biden to show up in East Portland and to get the chance, because we do have so many demands of him, to say those right to his face and his fancy limousines that he drives around in. And I know it was a really success. There was a lot of success to the mobilization because it was so last minute and people really showed up to take advantage of him being here.
What kind of action should Biden and the United States government be taking? What are you calling for?
Well, one thing, picking up on what Lenny was just saying about how U.S., if we pay taxes in the U.S., the U.S. gives millions of dollars a year in military and security aid, quote unquote, to the armed forces of the Philippines and the Philippine National Police, who are documented as being perpetrators of human rights abuses and basically waging war against their own people. So that's a huge call that we have in IHRP, is to pass the Philippine Human Rights Act, which is a bill that would halt all future arms sales and all security aid and military aid from the U.S. to the Philippines. So that's a really big one that people have been campaigning around for years now. Other things, like relevant to Marcos, is we want Biden to revoke the diplomatic immunity and hold up that contempt of court case against him. There has been no accountability from the Biden administration towards the Duterte regime, which people may know. Under Duterte, the last president, he waged a brutal and bloody drug war, quote unquote, against the Filipino people that over 30,000 people were killed. And again, the U.S. is just supporting this, funneling money into this, saying that, you know, we promote peace and democracy in the Philippines when that couldn't be farther from the truth. It's a blatant lie. So those are some of our current demands.
In doing this protest work, this advocacy, do you find that folks have misconceptions that come up?
Yes, I think there's always that aspect of organizing people that we have to work against the lies that we're told in this country. We have to work on coming together and learning true history, because we're not told the truth about a lot of things here. So there's always misconceptions. There's always things for us to learn together and struggle over. And with solidarity work in the U.S., people can just be confused about, like, well, I'm not Filipino, so why does this, you know, what's my stake in this? So that's one thing as solidarity allies, that we struggle with people to help everyone understand our mutual stakes in this work and how connected we are because of systems like imperialism that, like we're saying, our tax dollars go directly to the Philippines. Our U.S. military is in the Philippines. Our corporations, our multinational corporations here, like Chevron, Boeing, Tesla, they're all in the Philippines buying up land that indigenous people do not want them to have, and doing developments that are supposedly going to support them but do not, and only profit these companies here. So there's so many connections that there are between us that we really work to point out and show how much we are connected and how much basis for solidarity that we have. And it's also definitely a question of responsibility.
When Biden was here in East Portland, a lot of the families really appreciated his efforts in lowering the cost of insulin, which is great, a great initiative. And at the same time, if many of us care about healthcare or trans people's rights or climate change, then we have to talk about the Philippines. If Biden talked about lowering the cost of insulin in the United States, imagine what more he could do if we redirect military aid. He even recently came out with his student debt relief plan, which is amazing. And at the same time, he could be doing a lot more, at least $10,000 or $20,000 in canceling a student debt for Pell Grant users and non-Pell Grant users. Oh my goodness, that's not even a drop in the bucket of what we could do for students, and especially our working class students. I think Biden came to Portland at an interesting time when the U.S. just ended their first military exercises under the Marcos Jr. administration, the Gumandag Six. And this is on the anniversary of the death of Jennifer Laude. This year marks the eighth year of her murder when she was murdered by U.S. Marine Joseph Scott Pemberton. And he is a free walking man today because he is protected by the visiting forces agreements. Like, if we are going to talk about Biden, if we are going to talk about solidarity, we have to be talking about the Philippines.
If our listeners are interested in finding out more about this solidarity work or getting educated, what's the best way for them to do that?
People on social media, you can find iChartPDX on Instagram. You can find Kalikasan Solidarity Organization on Instagram. Yeah, we're on the socials, and people can reach out to me directly too.
We encourage people to sign on to the iTRIP letter of demands to Biden at tinyurl.com/iTRIP letter to Biden. And to also, for Oregonians listening, to pressure Senator Merkley to introducing the PHRA, the Philippine Human Rights Act, in the Senate. I also want to make a call to all Oregonians who have been, if you have been to the hospital in the last couple of years, if you have had COVID, then most likely you have encountered a Filipino healthcare worker. Most likely, at one point in your life, you have encountered a Filipino nurse. These are our families. These are migrants. These are people, human beings that we're talking about. So we encourage you to continue learning more about the Philippines. We have a screening with two of our buy-in organizations, Gabriela and Migrante, the film screening. It is Wednesday, October 19th at 6 p.m. at the Filipino Bayanihan Center, where they're going to be talking about the lives of Filipino domestic workers in Hong Kong. Filipinos are everywhere across the globe, and we have to extend our solidarity with them and fight. You know, as a Filipino myself, I ask you to fight with us.
That was Lonnie Felicitas of Bayan Portland, and we also heard from Juliet Nolan from iChirp PDX. They were among the Filipino activists protesting President Biden's visit to Portland and his continued partnership with the Marcos Jr. regime in the Philippines. iChirp PDX can be found on Instagram at ichrp.pdx, and Bayan Portland can be found at Bayan PDX. More information and links can be found on our website at kboo.fm. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
President Biden!
Cut ties to Marcos!